As Liz Truss took her first steps in Downing Street as Prime Minister, her focus was on reassuring the nation things can get better.
We now face severe global headwinds caused by Russia's appalling war in Ukraine and the aftermath of COVID. Now is the time to tackle the issues that are holding Britain back. We need to build roads, homes and broadband faster. We need more investment and great jobs in every town and city across our country. We need to reduce the burden on families and help people get on in life.
Of course, the pressing issue is helping people cope with huge energy price rises. On that, she says she understands the urgency.
I will take action this week to deal with energy bills and to secure our future energy supply.
But she repeated her commitment to cutting taxes as a way of driving economic growth. Truss started the day flying to Scotland, where she met Queen Elizabeth at her Balmoral estate. She was formally appointed after the monarch received the outgoing Prime Minister's resignation. Before he flew north, Boris Johnson and his wife Carrie said goodbye to staff at 10 Downing Street. It was partly the partying here that led to so many of his own MPs turning against him. His departing speech didn't reference any COVID rule-breaking, but rules did come up when he talked about the end of his premiership.
The baton will be handed over in what has unexpectedly turned out to be a relay race. They changed the rules halfway through, but never mind that now.
Johnson did promise to support Liz Truss every step of the way, urging his party to unite after a damaging leadership contest. Apart from telling supporters what his government had achieved, Johnson did briefly mention the financial stress facing millions of households. The sunlit uplands of the British economy are currently shrouded in fog, and the calls on the new Prime Minister to offer some glimmers of light are getting louder.
You need to look at the world as it is, rather than the world that you'd like it to be, and then you need to respond. And the big message for me is trickle-down economics does not work. The last 15 years has shown us that, because the economy has grown at points, the cake has got bigger, but what's happened is that those at the top have taken more, and the majority of people have not benefited.
Liz Truss will want to offer her own vision of Britain as it faces economic and existential crises. But she must also show the public she's able to be pragmatic and take steps to stop millions of people slipping into poverty. The challenge is immense. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.